You know, these 2024 Olympics in Paris are celebrating gender parity, as I was mentioning earlier in the show, with an equal number of men and women competing for the first time in an Olympics. And joining me to talk about this and recap her exciting week in Paris is Jane Hansen, former NBC broadcaster, contributor to Forbes magazine, media trainer. Hey, welcome to Talking Golf, Jane Hansen.
Well, thank you very much, Anne. I heard you say at the top of the show how difficult it was to find a way to get out to Le Golf National when you were there for the Ryder Cup. That would not be happening today because Paris, I have to give them some great kudos about the way they handled this. It was through a combination of technology and 45,000 volunteers. Literally, you walk into a metro station and there are ambassadors there who practically hold your hand to get you to the right train. And they do. And then they have these little stations at almost every hotel. You walk in the door and there's somebody saying, "Where are you going? How can I help you?" Blah, blah, blah. In addition, the technology part is when you have tickets on your cell phone the day before, it says, "Here's the best way to get to where you're going. Here's how you get into the venue. Here's the security." And they move through people so fast. You can't believe it. We need to take lessons from them here because we could use a lot. And the security was great. I mean, I'm
Yeah, I
telling
know.
you,
It's
there
so
were.
good to hear about all these advances because, yes, when I was there for the Ryder Cup, they did not even know the Ryder Cup was going on. But obviously, look, they've hosted these Olympics, you know, before. So, but what progress they've made, not only in technology, as you say, but you know, in talking about women's sports. I mean, you know, we've
Oh,
been trying to
yeah.
give women athletes and sports teams the credit they deserve for years. And now, all these years later, women's sports is booming right now. And I'm interested in hearing your thoughts because you were there the first week, and I'm sure you saw many of the top female athletes in Paris.
I absolutely did. And I'm going to tell you, I was trying to verify this earlier, before we came on. Of the 61 medals that the U.S. has won so far, I wanted to see how many were won by women. Now, I know when we only have 37, 25 of those were won by women. And think about it. Katie Ledecky, Simone Biles. I mean, these are superstars. Not only are they winning medals, but this is they're knocking the records off, you know, off the record books because of what they've done. So what I saw was this incredible attraction to the female athlete, unlike it's ever been before. And I'm going to tell you a couple of reasons why I think that's happening. I wrote an article for Forbes while I was en route to the Paris Olympics, and in it I talked about how this is the time of the female athlete. And it's not just about them winning, but it's what they are doing for inspiring young girls across the United States, if not around the world. So we talked about how Coco Gauff, the U.S. Open champ in tennis, carried the flag, the youngest person ever to do that. She also is doing a big brand deal with American Eagle, the clothing line, which is called Love Your Life. The Jordan Chiles, the gymnast, the WNBA star Sabrina Ionescu, there's a weightlifter, there's all kind, I mean, a soccer star. All of these people have been sought out, particularly by American Eagle and by a company called Milani, which is a makeup brand, to become their brand ambassadors, which have, they really have, makeup have no connection with sports. But here's the deal. With the gymnasts, for example, do you notice how they wear a lot of makeup and they always look beautiful, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Milani, the makeup company, they have this thing called, it's called Set and Spray. So these girls are actually wearing, I should say women, excuse me, are actually wearing it while they are performing because it works. And so it's a cosmetic firm that's now involved with promoting these female athletes. Why? Because they're better for any brand than influencers and anything else you can use. And there's a lot of
That's
other
right.
reasons, and I think this is really important, is that they're multidimensional. That's what the guy named Craig Brommers, who is the CMO of American Eagle, told me. They are on and off the field. They are known for their perseverance, their discipline, even their fashion and their personal story and the way they support causes. They are so authentic. They are so what we want women to be. and to be to us. It's really exciting, I think.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Exciting, not only from the participation, but to viewership, valuation, investment. People are paying attention, as you say, and you know, you take, for instance, you know, Katie Ledecky winning a fourth straight gold medal in the women's 800-meter freestyle, 9 gold medals in her Olympic career, the most Olympic golds won by any American woman in history. And what a class act, I must say, when she invited her teammate, Paige Madden, who won the bronze, to join her on the top step of the podium. I mean, I don't know if you saw that yesterday, but that was just such a great gesture by this great Olympic athlete, and you know, Simone Biles with 10 Olympic medals, and even the USA women's rugby sevens taking a bronze.
I mean,
it's very exciting. And the women in golf start Thursday. Nelly Korda is there today watching the guys, but Nelly Korda, Lilia Vu, Rose Zhang representing the United States, and Korda winning the gold medal in Tokyo, hoping to win again. I mean, she really has become the face of golf. What a sports family, you know, she comes from. Just your thoughts about, Nelly Korda and the women's golf, which will start Thursday at Le Golf National.
Well, I'm so happy to see them there today, because obviously they're getting a feel for the course. So there's a little bit of kind of intelligence seeking going on here. One other thing that strikes me, and you mentioned it with Katie Ledecky, and I'm sure the same thing is true of Nelly and the other U.S. women that are there, this sense of camaraderie is absolutely amazing. I've also seen it with the men, though, because Scotty said yesterday, I heard him in an interview where he said he's been watching some of the other events, and he's so impressed by how phenomenal these other athletes are. So there is this true spirit. You talked earlier about the team and whether there should be teams or not. Of course there should be, and where they're not really teams, they're doing one-on-one here. I still feel like this spirit of who and what they are is truly amazing. Now, Nelly coming from, her mother was an Olympian, right?
I covered her father in tennis years ago, Peter Korda, and her mother was an Olympian as well. And her brother plays on an ATP circuit. He's ranked in the top, 25? And Jessica, obviously, on the LPGA Tour. I mean, what a sports family. Everybody is an elite athlete in that family.
Yeah.
So talk about a great role model for young people, right? The whole family.
Absolutely. And Nelly, in my opinion, seems extraordinarily gracious in everything she does. And she tells a story. I just was reading something about her, but she talked about she won some tournament, and there was a young girl that came up to her and she was talking, and she was so impressed by this kid that she gave her one of her gloves. And the little girl started to cry. And Nelly walked away with tears in her eyes. So, I mean, come on. What could be better than
that? I know.
That?
She's a very lovely young woman and such a great role model. Tell me about your week. What events did you go and watch, Jane Hansen? It just sounds like you had the best time in Paris.
I did, and my daughter was with me. One day I was a little anxious because we were doing both gymnastics and soccer, and they were across town from each other. But back to how speedy you can get into things, it was no problem. I'm like, I was shocked we made it. So that was super cool. I'm going to tell you what I enjoyed the most. I did not go to golf because it was really just the beginning and that sort of thing. And the other thing, these guys are super, super lucky because it's about 15 degrees cooler there today than it was when I was in Paris. My favorite event was the beach volleyball underneath the Eiffel Tower, which is a kick. They have a DJ that's playing. They have, both women and men. They have these matches back to back, and each one is about 45 minutes long. And then four of them in a row is what you would see. It was so darn hot there that they actually took the hose and hose down the audience so that we could not suffer from heat exhaustion. And that has never happened to me before.
You were soaking wet watching the volleyball?
You gratefully soaking wet because it was so hot. And it was funny because the DJ goes, put down your phones, because clearly they didn't want the phones to get wet because we didn't know what was coming. And boom, they started spraying everybody. And people, and I'm among them, we just stood up and said, spray me. It was hilarious. They also had these misty showers outside so that, that kind of like in some of the restaurants where the mist came out, that you could stand under and cool off. So it was
hot. What a great experience, right? What was your, mm-hmm. what was your favorite part of the whole week?
I think it was all of the excitement that existed as you moved around the city. It was easy to get around. The people were so gracious, fans. It was super funny because there were a lot of Americans there, obviously, and we just all blended together. I made new friends without even thinking about it. Everywhere you went, there was somebody that you could have a relationship with, be it very superficial, but still super fun. I think it's something, I've been to many Olympics in the past. I've covered them for NBC. This is the first time that I've been more of a quasi-spectator. I did write some Forbes stories, but I was more of a spectator than, being hustled everywhere in an SUV to make sure I got to the next event on time, etc. It was really fun to enjoy it, relax, and just watch history being made before my eyes.
I love your insight, Jane Hansen. I love it. We're out of time, but thank you so much for sharing.